The message from the streets of New York City this Sunday was that action on climate change is needed now. The organizers say that more than 300,000 people from all walks of life joined the march. They created a noisy carnival atmosphere as they marched through the city. Many were dressed in costumes associated with indigenous groups. Others wore protest t-shirts. Many chanted slogans. Others played music. I asked some of the marchers why they'd come.
I'm here with my union. We're here to support global change for a healthy economy and a healthy environment.
I want the whole world to know that we mean business.
Because the world matters.
Climate change affects all of us, right? There's no other place to live than Mother Earth.
Similar climate events have been reported in 2,000 locations around the world. Rikin Patel is the executive director of the march organizers, Avaaz. He says it's crucial for people to get out onto the streets.
It's important because there's a huge gap between the action that our survival requires on climate change and the action our governments are currently willing to take. And the street is where we close that gap.
The People's Climate March is campaigning for curbs on harmful carbon emissions, which contribute to global warming. Rikin Patel says progress is being made, but that more is needed.
The question is, will it be enough in the race against time we've got? I mean, we're rushing headlong into catastrophic tipping points in our climate system, and we need action fast to transition to a 100% clean energy economy. I think this is the beginning, and it's a lot to build on.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined the march with the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, as well as the French Sustainable Development Minister Ségolène Royal. Mr. Ban is convening a meeting of heads of state and government at the United Nations on Tuesday to galvanize action on climate change. He says those leaders should listen to what people on this march have to say.
I hope this voice will be truly reflected to the leaders when they meet on September 23rd. Climate change is a defining issue of our time, and there is no time to lose. If we do not take action now, we will have to pay much more.
It's expected that governments from around the world will come to Tuesday's summit with concrete initiatives, and that it will provide significant momentum for a global agreement on tackling climate change. It's hoped a deal will be reached in Paris, France next year. Daniel Dickinson at the People's Climate March in New York.